Hello and welcome to this week's radio show. I'm your host, Sasha Bateman. My voice is slightly better, as you can hear, in comparison to last week's show. But last week's show, let's talk. I said that we were going to win the Euros, and we didn't. I'm quite embarrassed. Well, I said I had hope we were going to, and that hope has vanished. I mean, I've currently got two Spanish exchange students staying with me, so it's quite painful to watch the game with them, but I hope everyone's doing alright. We'll recover from this. 4 years time, it'll be ours. But let's move on. More news that has happened in the past week. Calero has put out, I think, her third studio album called Charm, and I am obsessed with it. I love Charm. It's, you know, if you've been listening to this radio show like weekly, you'll know I talk about Brat a lot by Charlie XCX. But Charm is like, Brat is the sun, Charm is the moon. Charm is the more calm summer album, but they can coexist, okay? So I'm going to play my three favourite tracks from Charm. They're all clean, luckily, so it's good for me. So Nomad is the opening track, probably my favourite, because my first listen I was like, no, I don't like this, but then it's really, really, really grown on me. And then I'm going to play the song Thank You, which I think is a really underrated one, because I don't see anybody talking about it. And then I'm going to play Juno, which is one of my favourites as well, but is also a fan favourite. It's very much blowing up on social media, but I'm going to play those three songs for you. I hope you enjoy it. I really, really like this album. I didn't know she released her sort of pre singles, which was Sexy Someone and Nomad, and I was like, okay, I think this is going to be good. I had my first listen, I was like, yeah, but you know when you listen to an album the first time it's just come out and you're not really focusing on all the different layers, like, I do believe it's best to listen to an album two or three times to really like feel it, but I'm a very impatient person, so for me to like an album enough to listen to it more than once show something, and Charm is one of those albums. So I'm just saying, if you have, how long is the album? It's 38 minutes, so it's quite short. I say go and listen to it. Currently as I'm recording this, it's like 10 in the morning and it's 23 degrees. It's really lovely. I say go for a bike ride. That's what me and my sister are gonna do, and we're gonna listen to Charm later on today. So now you know my plans for today. But yeah, here are those three tracks for you.
Obsessed, I blame you for love.
That was some Clairo for you. Oh, is it not just the perfect chill summer vibe? Not playlist, album. I love it. I love those three songs. They're my favourite. But I really do like the rest of the album as well. But I miss when on Underrated in the very start, I really took the theme of Underrated seriously. I still do, but I'm not as strict, because it's hard to come up with things that are underrated for an hour every week. But I used to always say a food that I thought was underrated, and looking back on it, it's quite weird, because food is food. But I have one this week that I can tell you. It's more of like a food hack that I think is underrated. So if you have social media, like if you have TikTok, you've probably seen like Spud Matt and Spud Bros. They're like, they've been famous, I mean they've been viral for the last few months. They're just jacket potato like vans that go round up north, I think in Tamworth they are. And every time I see one of their videos, because they get millions of likes, I really want a jacket potato. But I've never, like, obviously you can make a jacket potato in the oven, but it takes such a long time. So I was like, I researched, how can I make the best jacket potato in the shortest amount of time? Guys, as you can tell, my summer's been very entertaining. No, it has been. I just really like food hacks. And I've probably mentioned my air fryer on here before. My air fryer is my beloved. When I leave for uni or an apprenticeship, I will be stealing it and my family won't have it anymore. But they said put it in the microwave for 10 minutes and then put it in the air fryer for 10 minutes so it gets soft in the middle and crispy on the outside. Oh, guys, if you have an air fryer, even you could even do it in the oven, to be fair, in the microwave and in the oven. I think that's how people do it anyway. But you put some oil, like a little bit of oil on the outside, and then you cut it open, you put some butter in. You can do like garlic butter. That's what the Spud Bros do. I put garlic in my butter. It was really nice. Now cheese and coleslaw. Wow. Oh my goodness. It was insane. I really, really, really recommend it. So I've gone on a tangent about jacket potatoes. I really like them. At college, I would have a jacket potato every day because our college food options are quite... it's just like chips and pizza and pasta. So jacket potato was sort of the best option I had. And I'd just get a jacket potato every single day. And they stopped doing them at the end of the year because I was the only person buying the jacket potatoes. So if I'm ever like a DJ or something, I'll make my stage name Jacket Bateman. That doesn't work, to be honest. Anyway, let's move on. This next song is part of a little competition, if you know what I mean. You know what I mean? But it's, just have a little listen. If you don't know what I mean, have a look on Bexhill Radio website or Facebook. But, yeah, prepare yourselves. I must have left my house at 8 because I always do. My train, I'm certain, left the station just when it was 2. I must have read the morning paper going into town, and having gotten through the editorial, no doubt I must have frowned. I must have made my desk around. Heaps of papers waiting to be signed. I must have gone to lunch at 12:30 or so, the usual place, the usual bunch. And still on top of this, I'm pretty sure it must have rained the day before you came. I must have lit my 7th dragging through the business of the day without really knowing anything. I hid a part of me away. At 5 I must have
in its usual frame. The day before you came.
Hello, there was a little bit of ABBA for you. But moving on, loved the festival question. We've got a new festival contender. If you don't know what the festival question is, stay tuned. But here is Manny Punter. Say hello, Manny.
Ooh, hey, my name's Manny.
Oh, he's enthusiastic. Okay, so let me explain to the viewers, not viewers, to the listeners and to you what you're going to be doing. So I want one main headline. Oh. My laptop is falling. One main headline artist. So I'm talking someone massive. I'm talking Coldplay. I'm talking Queen. I'm talking like somebody crazy big. And then I want someone medium who's a little bit smaller. So say like Sam Fender or like, you know, somebody like that who's quite well known, but not like wouldn't headline a massive festival. Maybe would headline like an indie festival. And then I'll be asking you for one smaller artist, like someone unknown, someone you want to gatekeep, okay? And then I'll be asking for a cuisine to serve at your festival. And then I'll be asking for two comedians. I don't know if you're into your comedians or not. Manny is his own comedian. If you know Manny.
I am my own comedian.
Yeah. And then
I control my own destiny.
Yeah, so you could just do yourself twice, to be fair. And then I'll be asking you for two wild cards. So something crazy, like people have said tattoo tent, people have said swimming pools, people have said gyms, like anything. And then I want a name at the end. But let's just get straight into it. Who is your big headliner for this festival?
NGL, I'm probably going to say Blondie.
I knew you'd say Blondie. Yeah. Yeah.
They're just going to play Heart of Glass on repeat, I think.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, perfect.
And then for like a medium artist, I'm probably going to do someone like really small. Like, I don't know. I think we should bring back Queen. They were really small. They're like medium.
I don't know if that counts. I think they were too small to put them in that category.
Okay, right. Oh, they don't count. Right.
I think they're a bit too big to be. I think Blondie might be a bit smaller than Queen.
Then I'll put Pharrell Williams.
Okay.
I've been listening to Despicable Me. Jean.
Yep. Perfect. Perfect. And then who would be your small artist?
Finally, really niche. Oh, it's hard to think of someone, you know.
What's the ones Derek that sing that?
Who else?
What about who's the people that sing the heavy metal you like?
Heavy metal? Oh, Headstrong.
Yeah. Headstrong. Is that the name of the band?
Trapped.
Okay. Would you have Trapped?
Yeah, I'd have Trapped as like a small minor band.
Okay.
It'd be really good, really strong, Headstrong.
Okay, perfect. And then, you know what, I've actually played Headstrong on this radio show before. Okay, and then who would you have as your two comedians?
Trixie and Katya. Drag queens, I have them.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, funny AF.
Okay.
Wait, can you?
Just yeah.
It's an
Sorry about that. My recording just cut out, but we're back. Okay, so we've got the comedians. What would your cuisine be?
My cuisine would probably be like one of those chocolate lava cakes where everyone has, where it's like you know, you try and cook it, but it's probably not always done, and so it would just be like mushy chocolate cake.
That's my favourite dessert. Wow.
That's because it's bustling.
But would you just you wouldn't have anything else? You'd just have chocolate lava cake.
I thought we were just picking one thing. I didn't think I had to think of the whole cuisine.
Italian or Greek.
Like, that's the job of a professional chef.
Yeah, I mean, you can go like Italian, Greek, Indian.
Sandwiches, like the ones that you buy from, like, you know, you can buy bundles of sandwiches and stuff. They're usually pretty good.
Okay, and then what
it's
would?
Very middle class.
Yeah, what would you have as your wild cards?
Oh, so like, yeah, two random extra things.
Yeah.
I think it would be like face painting.
Okay.
You know, like when you're at a like child party.
Yeah.
It's like you can have the butterfly one, or you can be like Spider-Man. Like Macy Gooday didn't be Spider-Man.
I think,
you know,
that
it's
suits
like
your
that
festival. Yeah. And then what would you have as your other wild
card? Keep in mind I haven't been to a festival. What would I know? Then I'd have, like, it would be, like, a really extreme, like, water slides, but with, like, loads of extra things on it. Like, it'd be one of those downhill ramps with the soap and stuff.
Okay.
Like, down a really long hill.
Okay.
That's, like, really dangerous. It'd be sort of rocky and intrepid.
Perfect. And then what would you call this festival?
Oh, can I, like, employ some media people to do that?
Well, think about, you've got Blondie, you've got Trapped, you've got Drag Queens, you've got Rocky, Unsafe Slides, you've got
Blonde Dysphoria.
I kind of like that, Blonde Dysphoria. You know what? I would go to this festival. It sounds like a proper laugh. It does.
Doesn't it, though? For real.
Anyway, thank you so much for coming on the show. I really appreciate
You're
it.
You're so welcome.
Everyone, Manny Panther, when he starts doing comedy, I will promote you in my show. But yeah, thank you so much, and let me know if you would
thank
go
you
to Blonde Dysphoria. Bye, Manny.
Yeah. Bye.
So that was Manny. I love Manny so much, and he is a very, very, very funny boy. But I'm gonna play some Blondie. I'm gonna play some Trapped. And I'm also, what else did he say? He said Blondie, said Trapped. Who's the middle artist? Oh, Pharrell Williams. And I'll play some Pharrell Williams too. And then I'll be back. in probably about 20 minutes, so enjoy.
Gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. We're currently circling at approximately 125 beats per minute, so please remove all drinks from the dance floor and extinguish any cigarettes. Please strap in safely and hold on tight, as we're expecting a rather turbulent music mix. Thank you.
You're listening to
Bexhill Radio at bexhillradio.com.
chance to hide. Back off, I'll take you on. Headstrong, and take on anyone. I know that you are wrong. Headstrong, headstrong. Back off, I'll take you on. Headstrong, and take on anyone. I know that you are wrong. And this is not where you belong. I can't give everything away.
Bring me down, can't know. Can I steal it from you to memorize the way you shock me? The way you move it here. Just wanna feel it from you.
Make an entrance. Do you like getting paid or getting paid attention? Like, you mix the wrong guys with the right intentions. In the same bed, but it still feel long distance. Yeah, yeah. You're looking for a little more consistency. But when you stop looking, you gon' find what's meant to be. And honestly, I'm way too done with the hoes. I cut off all my X's for your X and O's. I feel my old flings was just preparing me. When I say I want you, say it back, parakeet. Fly your first class through the air, Airbnb. I'm the best you had, you just be comparing me to me. I'ma add this at you. If I put you on my phone and upload it, it'd get maximum views. I came through in the clutch more than lipsticks and phones. Wore your fave cologne just to get you alone.
Don't be afraid to catch feels.
Don't be afraid to catch these feels.
Ride your cup and chase through.
how far have we come to fall through with the past? Will you be there waiting for me? I have to ask what we are, but as today just won't last, so I'll be here waiting for you. Will we ever feel the sky again?
So that was some of Money's top choices with his Blonde Dysphoria. First of all, I always say this every week when I do this segment, or whenever I do this segment, and I'm always like, that one was my favourite, but this one is one of my favourites. I mean, I love the name. I mean, Blonde Dysphoria, it's incredible. But for the last just under 10 minutes, I'm going to play you two new releases. Oh, by the way, I'm recording this second half of the show, because the magic, for you, you're listening to this hour, but sometimes it's split up in days because actually my laptop's not working, if I'm being completely honest. But a couple of days ago, I did my live radio show, which I was promoting last week, and it went so well. So thank you to everyone who came. If there are any new listeners because of that, hello. I hope you enjoyed seeing us on the seafront, and we've got the car show coming up on the 26th of August in Polgrove, so come see some more of us there. But it was so lovely to see all of you. But let's get straight into it. Rex Orange County has two new releases, one called Guitar Song, which I love, and one called Alexander, which is his name, and they're two little snippets of his new album. And when his new album comes out in September, best believe that you're going to be hearing lots of it on the show. But I'm just going to play you out with those two. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed. As per usual, if you want anything done, if you've got any requests, put it in the Facebook group. Follow us on Facebook, on Instagram. And yeah, I will see you next week. Bye!
Back pain for most of my life, and the most I ever did was see the doc, and the doc told me that my back was alright. He had initials in his shirt, he had a nice expensive watch. I thought he knew what he was doing, or at least what was right. He made me fill a piece of paper out with different questions all about my health, well-being, and the state of my life. I told the truth, I'm only lying to myself if I should lie. So I answered everything and did my best to keep it real in between the lines. I gave it back to him, he took his time and read the paper over once or twice. He looked at me as if to say, I need to tell you something. And don't prepare for me to tell you something nice. He wanted to know just how much I tend to drink and smoke. I told him how it was, and then he gave me this advice. He said, ease up on stress, you don't help yourself much. It's too intense for you to take, you'll only tense up. And you see you have these issues, and you struggle to relax. So you come see me, the doctor, to get something for your back. But this piece of paper tells me that there's more that you should address. I see some anger in you, plus addiction, plus the rest. I feel like we should speak about this, for it comes first. And I know a lot of people who can help, for what it's worth. I said, I don't know if you understand, man, my back just fucking hurts. Do I need physiotherapy, or is this something worse? He paused and then he asked me what I thought we should do. I said, if I knew that, I wouldn't be here, man, I'm asking you. He handed me to someone who gave me a blood test, who handed me to someone else who took my payment and took all of my fucking patience. I should add at this point, the doctor had already left. And I resented that man. I never went back to him again. But you know, in a weird way, I feel like maybe he was right. I may be using my back pain to distract from the pain of life. Feel it all externally, when really it's just inside. Procrastinating confrontation every single time. So, thank you, Mr. Doctor Man. I'm now being sincere. I guess I just didn't want to hear what I didn't want to hear. Okay.
I was down and out in San Fran, hope they could make a try. I was a lonely stoner, I was always taking time. I wasn't safe for a second, I'm closing my eyes. I never felt at home until I got old and realized. I remember being 16, didn't know a thing with open eyes. I couldn't take the pain, but I was old enough to try. Looking at my reflection and wanting to die. I didn't like what I was seeing when I hoped I might.